Yes, welcome everyone. Happy New Year. It's me, Mr. Goldie, in the driving seat. And this is the very first podcast I have ever done for our own website. It's me, yours truly, Mr. Goldie, and I'm here with Mr. Data. Happy New Year.
Hello, everyone. How you doing?
And we're going to be talking about some forthcoming releases this year for Metalez, from Meth 076 all the way through to 079. And sit back and relax. It's the first tune here. You're listening to Subwave. It's the flip side, the double A side, an absolute killer tune. This is Special Skills. One of the most talented young people I've met over the last couple of years being on the DMV scene globally. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the very first Metalez podcast from yours truly, Mr. Goldie. Yes, 2009. Peace. There with the Subwave, just took the place apart. Absolute killer. Well, welcome all you listeners globally, all on the DMB scene. Thank you for supporting my label for many, many years. We've had a very quiet year last year, obviously with the Comics album coming out and the huge success that that had. This, you know, the coming year, we've got a lot more releases on vinyl coming for you. And stay tuned to Metalez. I've got Mr. Data here.
Hello.
And this tune, as you've got coming out, is your first release on Metalez, which is Meth 077, which is muted and spliced on the 6th of April.
Yep, I'm really looking forward to it. I first wrote a tune in the summer of 2008. I was reading a book by William Gibson called Neuromancer. Got some inspiration from that. And yeah, here's the result, Splice.
No way, so you got it for the idea from a book?
Yep.
Fantastic, I'll have to read that book. The name of the book again is?
Neuromancer by William Gibson.
So you've always been a bit deep in your production of music. So, I mean, the first thing I picked up on was when I first heard Muted, was that whole kind of deep, kind of different vibe that you've got. A very kind of photo-esque as well.
Yeah, I've always been really keen to sort of try and get across a soundtrack or like film-like vibe to my music. Sometimes I listen to pieces of music and I imagine scenes or images in my mind, and that's what I'm trying to get across.
Yeah, Data's been obviously looking after the website, the internal running of that, and the merchandising and all that kind of stuff. But obviously, my main interest is obviously with your production has been outstanding this year, and obviously heading towards some other projects. So sit back and relax over the next 30 to 45 minutes. Me, Mr. Goldie, and my guest in the very first podcast, Mr. Nick, Mr. Data. This is The Sound of Splice. Forthcoming on the 6th of April. Look out. Peace. Nick, for those of those who don't know, what format are you working on? What kind of programming are you using at the moment? Are you using Logic or what?
Well, I currently use Cubase with Reason Rewired, but I'm keen to use anything I can get my hands on.
anything will go.
Oh, definitely. After seeing how Burial works, that's really proving that point to me.
Right. So obviously we actually did a session in the studio with Burial. I think it was before Christmas, wasn't it? We started a little project that we're doing, which was quite mad to see how he works with Soundforge. Yeah. I mean, can you believe it? This kid actually cuts and edits on Soundforge. Absolutely amazing. But we've got a couple of projects that we're going to start in next month. Me and Data are going to be in the studio banging around a few ideas, which will be good. And me and Strider obviously will be back at work in the next couple of weeks trying to work out some new Roughage projects. What's the next thing after Muted and Splice that you're going to be getting involved in?
I think after that I've got a track called Reconnaissance and another one called Abstractions.
Okay, cool. Well, you heard it, and that's Mr. Data keeping me locked here on the very first Metalheads Podcast 2009. Another fantastic producers, should I say. Alex Perez and Sabre absolutely did a number on me for the Chances remix, taken from an album I did 4 years ago called Sine Tempore. It's been floating around for quite a long time. It's available on the website as a download. It is the sound score and sound script to a film project I've been doing over the last 8 years. This is a track entitled Chances. This is the remix. Alex Perez
and Sabre.
Chances remix. There you have it, absolute killer, Alex Perez and Sabre. What do you think about Sabre's stuff?
Oh, Sabre's devastating. I've never really been disappointed by Sabre's tunes. He puts a lot of thought into his work, and you can definitely hear it.
I think he's another one of those artists that I think a lot of people sometimes overlook. I think from a level, when I speak to him and his creative ideas, he really does look at music from a really picturesque, kind of scenic way as well. I mean, that other track, Global, that he's got flying around was just killer as well. I mean, I've always been really impressed with his production. I mean, his production itself as well. His track, when I first played it out, it was so loud. You know, the actual production level that goes into his work is remarkable.
Yep, this is a perfect example of Sabre at his best, absolutely sublime production.
So yeah, keep your ears peeled back for that. That is going to be the Chances remix, along with the AI Letting Go remix and the Something About You remix by D-Bridge, which I've had for quite a while, on the Roughage Crew album, Memoirs from an Afterlife. Another set of unbelievable producers at the moment that are really, for me, are really standing far out in the field. Nausea, straight out of the Netherlands. This is The Bells. Absolute killer. For those of you who like it deep, those of you who like it dirty and deep, this is the sound of Nausea. This is The Bells. Sound of Metalheads 2009. Not a great deal to say. I mean, when you hear a track like that, I mean, it really is an outstanding track, individual track.
Yeah, Nausea are going from strength to strength. They seem to be reinventing themselves recently, going a bit more experimental, and the results are really good.
Yeah. I mean, off the last album that we had on the compilation for Metalheads, I think the one that stood out was Strange Owl again, which was just completely outstanding, and I thought that was really, really impressive. And I think they've got an album coming out this year on their own label. I'm sure they have. And I'm going to be working with Nausea, I think, in about 2 to 3 months. Moving into something totally different now, this is one of my favourite cuts from the Memoirs from an Afterlife LP. This is me, myself, Mr. Goldie. It's Sometimes Sad Day, Frankie's song, named after Loki's mother. Me and Loki used to listen to this. I used to drop this on him at the end of every set on tour last year. It's a very, very special track. Sometime, sad day, enough said, peace. And remember, to check out the merchandise online, metalheads.co.uk. Got a whole bunch of new merchandise online for you people who are into the brand. Also, Metalheads Roughage Crew album sampler, Ever Wanted / Shanghai Dub, out on the 20th of April. That we met 078, so look out for that. And also, Metalheads at Fabric. We are going to be looking towards trying to get two nights at Fabric in 2009. It's looking very, very good indeed. Those dates are going to follow on the next podcast, so keep tuned. God bless Metalheads 2009. Peace. Remember, keep it locked. This is Metalheads. Metalheads.co.uk. Check out the website for the latest news and views, what's going on in our world, all the latest releases, and some merchandise, and upcoming dates where we'll be, various DJs will be playing. Right, so please keep it locked. Metalheads podcast is the very first one in a series of podcasts. Remember to check out the website, metalheads.co.uk. And check out what we're up to. Send in your views and info@metalheads.co.uk. Drop us a line on the message board. And let us know what you're up to. And let me know if you enjoy the podcast. Peace. Yes, and in true form, a little bit infamous. A little bit, you know, it's a bit hard sometimes to get information out of me as to what's going on. But, you know, I've got to put a stop to that. And 2009, we're... bringing out a lot more material. And for those of you that have been waiting for so long, Metalhead's Platinum 008 will be Subwave Dreamcatcher Special Skills on the 16th of March. It's official. Yes, here it's official on the Metalhead's website. You can literally guarantee, I'll put my life on it, that we are bringing out Subwave Dreamcatcher Special Skills on the 16th of March on Platinum 008. And here we have it again from one of the best producers in my book to come out of anywhere, to be quite frank. The kid's an absolute genius. It is the sound of Subwave, the Mr. Gleb, as I know him. Peace. Man, it's 2009. It's the podcast. It's finally here. Yep. Ah, it does mean every time I hear it, absolute killer. It's me, Mr. Goldie, and Mr. Data, keeping it locked with our cups of tea, a bit of coffee. He's got his roll-ups, I've got my I've got my Marlboros, I'm happy. Peace. Big shout out to the Moscow Massive. Really funny story actually. I was cleaning out my studio as I do every year. I don't even know that. I clean it out every so often, get the cobwebs off. And I was going through my old DATs and transferring them from DAT to a hard drive. And I found a piece of lost roughage that was when I first got my Mackie desk in. We tried it out and I was with Future Cup, Darren, and 2D. And I came across a piece of lost roughage. So I've named it Lost Roughage. I don't know if we're going to release it yet. I might put it on the on one of the forthcoming samplers probably. But it's a pretty mad track. It's a bit of everything. There's probably got to be about 19, 20 roughage samples in this piece. But it's a very, very old piece of work entitled, well, it's not titled really, it's just Lost Roughage. And a very old sound of Mr. Goldie, me, myself. Keep it locked for the podcast. It's me, Mr. Goldie, and
Data.
Yes, it is Mr. Data, isn't it? Yes, Nick the Data. Data Captain, Starlog, Stardate 2009, Medalist Podcast, Lost Roughage. For those of you who've lost your minds several times in the past on whatever you've lost it on, I used to do it a lot, and this is one of those experimental moments of mine. Yep, Metalheads 2009, the podcast, the very first in a long line of podcasts, I hope. Keep it locked, metalheads.co.uk. Let us know your feelings and thoughts. Have a good year. Peace. We've actually got a competition coming up, and I haven't told Data this actually because he didn't know the answer to this. We're just having dinner, and I actually said this to him. I need someone to tell me what artist label was entitled Juice Box, and in particular, the pink label, in which was one of his coloured releases, which was the name of the track released on Juice Box on the pink centre label. We're giving away 3 Metalheads t-shirts, Metalheads MTDZ, and a old-style B-Boy t-shirt, and a couple of signed test presses. So the answer to the question, what artist released on Juice Box Recordings? The track I'm looking for had a pink centre label. That's a deep one. Probably Bailey's the only one who'll probably answer this question. Anyway, keep it locked. Melez Podcast 2009. Yes, yes, yes. Roughage. Remind you, keep it locked on the Metalheads Podcast. Meth 076, Alex Perez, Sabre, Everglade, and God Fearing on the 2nd of March. Meth Platinum 008, Subway, Dreamcatcher, Special Skills on the 16th of March. Meth 077, Data, my main man here, Muted and Spliced on the 6th of April. Meth 078, the Rockage Crew LP Sampler, Ever Wanted in Shanghai Dub on the 20th of April. Keep it locked, metalheads.co.uk. Any information or questions or queries, info@metalheads.co.uk. Keep it locked. Keep it locked. Keep it Metalheads forever. Forever. Peace. Peace. Yep. And going into something a bit deeper, a bit darker, something that he never has any trouble doing this, and really one of the most, well, my favourite artist, Mr. Debridge, and the Bellevue Remixed Reviewed.
So, G, can I have this on dub yet?
I'll talk about that after this podcast. Keeps driving me mad for this track. It's one of your favourite tracks at the moment, isn't it?
Oh yeah, Debridge is on fire. I mean, his album was superb and this is absolutely brilliant. From the original tune, loads of justice.
Yeah, well, I played, I think it was night before Christmas Eve with Doc Scott, back to back in Coventry. And when Doc Scott gives me one of those miffed looks, he just looked over to me really angry. And he was like, what's that kind of hands in the air, what's this? I'm like, well... yeah, Debridge, you guessed it. And he did, he actually guessed it was Debridge. He went, this sounds like Debridge. And he's just so good at doing this, man. He really bends a lot of producers inside out, upside down. The sound of Debridge and the sound of Bellevue Reviewed. It's, I think we should call this the committed mix. We've committed you to the asylum. Yes, the Metalheads Asylum. The sound of Bellevue. The original obviously was on Call to Mind Comics last year. Very successful album. Big shout out to Guy and George. You do realise that George's father is Daniel Craig, don't you? He's going to kill me now. And also, don't forget, this year we are going to be very present at a Metalheads night at the Laundry Bar in Miami Winter Music Conference. It's going to be myself, Comics, back to back, George and Guy. And obviously, a very old school Metalheads artist, the one and only Mr. Ace Sides, of course, who's going to be gracing us with his pleasures with Mr. Juan. So keep it locked, keep it Metalheads. Another good couple of producers to look out for this year that I really personally rate, coming out of the Netherlands also and coming out of Newcastle, is the one and only Mr. Paul Dubai and Mr. Lensman, who I think are going from strength to strength. This is a very old track that Lensman and Trees did, and I've had this for probably about 6 months, and I've really, really rate it. I dropped it in Ireland, got 3 reloads. Absolute killer. It is Neck Brace by Lensman and Trees. And I think you can figure out the sample. I think it's from Apocalypse. Mr. Marlon Brando, I think it's Apocalypse Now, right? Well, yeah, the Apocalypse. Obviously, a really, really great track. Absolute killer track. I love it to bits. A very, very traditionally sounding Metalheads track.
Oh, definitely. I mean, you can hear it right now in the opening moments. It's got that signature sort of sound to it.
Yeah. So, 2009, it's a different time. We have been out in the cold for a little while. We are back, not only lukewarm, but absolutely hot and on fire. It's the Metalheads Camp giving you the best selection on our very first podcast. Keep it locked for the next couple of weeks. I'm sure there's going to be another podcast to follow. To the Metalheads family there worldwide, respect and thank you for supporting one of the oldest and most respected drum and bass labels out there. Metalheads forever. Just been reminded, because I'm getting old, by Mr. Nick, that we are going into our 15th year of Metalheads, which I'm very, very proud of. And very proud to have you as part of the new breed of producers that are out there, Mr. Dana.
Well, thanks a lot, G. I'm really glad to be part of the family. Couldn't ask for a better place to be working with or releasing my music with or just hanging around with and having a laugh.
Cool. Well, also look out for me and Data. We're going to be doing a few collaborations this year. Also, me and the one and only Mr. Strider, the man from Hillam. Yeah, Mr. Colchester Massive, Mr. Hillam, that I call him. Yeah, it's Mr. Strider. Big shout out to all the Strider fans out there. If those of you can remember the Sith, which he released, one of his first releases on Metalheads, which was massive. Killer, killer sound. And we're going to be talking a little bit more about some of his forthcoming releases also. Keep it locked, keep it Metalheads, keep it real. Peace. Yes, and I think on the next podcast, we're going to be speaking to the man himself, Mr. Strider, the man from Hillam, about his plan for the year with me, what we're going to be doing in the studio, and some of his production skills. And he's got a lot of tunes on the go at the minute. Over Again and Cherished, which are really, really hot tracks. Absolute killer. I'm sure we're going to be getting him on this next podcast to talk about that. Here, out of that and into this is the sound of Comics. This is the one and only Justified. Remember for the competition that we spoke about earlier on, it was naming me the artist whose label was named Juicebox, and the particular release I want to know about was the release with the pink center circle, and it was on Juicebox Recordings. Name me the artist of that label, a very famous artist indeed. Answers for that competition, please send to info@metalheads.co.uk. That's info@metalheads.co.uk. And the question in mind is, what artist had a label called Juicebox? The track in question, or the EP in question, had a pink center circle. There you go. All answers to metalheads.co.uk. That's info@metalheads.co.uk. It's me and Mr. Data on the very first Metalheads podcast. Ah, Well, yeah, we've kept that very, very short for one particular reason, because I don't want any of you lot sampling it. It's exactly it. If you want to hear that in the full-length version on the next podcast, you can. We'll play a little bit more of that. Another release that we're going to be doing with Comics, which is a collaboration, is a thing, Ruffage Crew versus Comics, and it is the Envy remix, which I've doubly named Envious. It's me, Wyatt, Mr. Goldie, the sound of Envious, forthcoming on Metalheads. Not sure when. Happy New Year to all. Going out to the Shanghai Massive, can't forget you. Going out to Jungle Jane, Peter Armando and all the crew, Evelyn and Mr. Viceroy and Mr. DJ, and Jeremy and all the crew over there in Shanghai, the Shanghai Metalheads Massive, the SLK crew, Shanghai Love Crew. Peace. Sound of Metalheads, sound of 2009, brand new, coming at ya. Ruffage Crew versus Comics. This particular track was one of the last things that me and Jim did early. I think it was, we finished this in August of last year. So look out for it. I'm going to schedule it into the release schedule very shortly. Keep it locked, keep it metalheads. Peace. Okay, we're getting towards the end of our podcast, so I just want to let you know, if anyone has any questions out there, any problems that you've had, just let us know. Metalheads, that's info@metalheads.co.uk. Please ring your mouth, we'd love to hear from you, some of your news and views and what you think about various releases. And also, what are your favourite Metalheads tracks that you'd like to hear on the next podcast, maybe? And we'll try and get those in on the next show. So it's goodbye from Data.
See you later.
And I'm sure you're going to be hearing a lot more absolutely wonderful artists. Data's been making some absolutely killer tracks of lately. And I want to welcome you to the Metalheads family. Muted and Spliced on the 6th of April, like I said. That is Metalhead 079. So look out for that coming up very shortly on the 6th of April. And any information that you want to send, any requests that you want to send us, anything that you want to know about Metalheads, ask any particular questions, please let us know at info@metalheads.co.uk. Getting to the end of the very first podcast with me, Mr. Goldie and Mr. Data, I'd like to end on a track that I've been playing on tour for the last year. Well, the last 6 months I've been caning this track. It's one of my favourite tracks from the one and only Mr. Marcus Intellect, an absolute killer. A track entitled Debit. I don't know about when he's going to be releasing this track, but it's just a killer. I've been playing it at the end of many of my sets recently. I think I played it in Beijing. I played Straight Out of Hell by Kevin Saunderson, which you're going to hear in the next show. But this is just, I don't know what to call it, but it's just mind-blowing stuff. I love it. Going out to all the Manchester Massive, Marcus Intellect, who, as you know, has been part of the label for a long, for many, many long years, along with the Mighty Doc Scott. He's obviously on Solar Records. You can check out Solar Recordings and their own website, which they've got up and running. And God bless all the Metalheads family. Stay tuned, stay locked, and until next time, hopefully we shall be in a couple of weeks for the very next podcast.
Yep, looking forward to hearing any questions you may have, and we'll see you on podcast 2.
Yep, podcast 2, keep it locked with me, Mr. Goldie, and Mr. Data. And also, for the third podcast, which I've got, I'm going to leapfrog a little bit and go fast forward. On the third podcast, I am going to be playing some real retro music out of my box from what my inspirations are outside of drum and bass. So it's going to be a very left field collection of music indeed. So keep that locked, keep it Metalheads, keep it real. Peace, Metalheads forever. Thank you so much for your support over the last 15 years. And let's hope we can take it forward and get to that mighty 100th release, which is hopefully not too far away. Keep it locked, keep it Metalheads, keep it forever. Peace. It's been really, really cool sharing this podcast with you, and hopefully we'll be giving you some dates on the website of future DJ dates coming up in the UK and abroad. And a big shout out to the one and only yours truly, Mr. Chris Aldouchebol, the mighty Chris, the label manager who's obviously been keeping the label running for the last year, and he's got this schedule together now that we're going to be sticking to. So there's a lot of hard work gone into that, so big up to Chris. Any questions at info@metalheads.co.uk. Peace, and we out of here.